Today on the Best Advice Show, I talk to a dream guest, Phil Rosenthal. Phil's the host of the Netflix show, Somebody Feed Phil. It's a food travel show. And since we can't travel right now, the closest I get to travel is watching Phil's show. You should watch it too. Phil also created a little sitcom that you may have heard of. It's called Everybody Loves Raymond. Today on the show, we talk about TV and creativity and, of course, food. It's Food Friday.
The best single piece of advice I ever got was from an old showrunner named Ed Weinberger, who I asked for advice from when I was writing the pilot for Raymond. And he said this: do the show you want to do, because in the end, they're going to cancel you anyway. It's a way of life, not just about the sitcom. We all get canceled one day, so live your life.
And what's the alternative? What's the flip side of that advice? Not making the show you want to make. What happens to you then?
You take all the notes from the studio, and then you're dead anyway, because you took, probably because you took their notes and they made it terrible. But they don't take the blame for that. They blame you. Sorry. You're either way, you're out of luck. Most things don't get on the air, right? Most things don't. So they're going to cancel you anyway. If you're not going to get on, why do what they want?
How do you think that advice applies to folks that don't make TV?
Once you're in a position where you can call the shots a little bit, right? Where you've already worked on other people's things, you've worked for other people. If you were opening a store, and it was finally your store and you'd saved up enough money, right? Would you take advice from everybody on what should be in that store? You might listen to everyone, but at the end of the day, you put in that store what you want to put in that store, what you want to sell in that store. If you're making sandwiches, you're going to make the sandwich the way you think it should be made, not the way that guy thinks it could be made, unless you agree that that's better. But if you don't think it's better, why would you listen to that guy? It's your store. It's your sandwich. Do the show you want to do, because you're probably going to fail anyway, which is the joke part. The joke part is because they're going to cancel you anyway, right? But it's only half a joke, because most of the time, businesses, all businesses, don't make it. And it's rare to have wonderful success. But you don't have a chance at that wonderful success if you take everybody's advice that goes against your own.
So that leads me to my final question is, what is the greatest sandwich you've ever eaten?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I'm going to say right now, because it can change at any moment.
Of course.
But right now, the first thing that pops in my head is Hal and Ray's hot chicken, fried chicken sandwich. It might be the best fried chicken I've ever had. It might be the best chicken I ever had. It might be the best sandwich I ever had. That's in LA. You know, sometimes it's the sandwich that you're having right now that's the best. People say, you say this is the best all the time. Yes, it is the best. I'm having it right now, which makes it the best.
My wife always makes fun of me for that. She says, you say every movie
is the best.
Is the best. But it's like, yeah. I think that's an aspiration. Why wouldn't you want that?
It is the best. It's the best. It's the best of that thing, right? Of course, there's qualifiers, but it's the best of that at this moment in my life. I can't judge it 10 years from now or 10 years ago. I'm judging it now. Right now, it's the best. Warren Zevon went on David Letterman when he was dying of cancer. He knew he was dying. Letterman knew he was dying. The audience knew he was dying. We knew this was going to be his last appearance. Here's another piece of great advice. Letterman said, do you have any advice being in your position? And he said, Dave, enjoy every sandwich.
The new season of Somebody Feed Phil is now on Netflix. You've been listening to Food Friday on the Best Advice Show. What a privilege it is to make this show and get to talk to all these people, including you. I would love to hear your advice. The hotline is always open, 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. And if you love this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It's going to help other people discover the show. which is going to help me keep making the show. Thank you so much. Hot chicken sandwich. Mmm.